And here we are, is a podcast for professionals, believers, and genuine people looking for genuine conversation. My name is Kia Harris-Sagren, and I'm your host. I'll be sharing information about nonprofits, faith, business, entrepreneurship, life, and much more. I am so excited for you to be joining me. Unfortunately, it's becoming more common to hear about ministers that have fallen away from God, fallen away from the church, fallen away from pursuing God like they did when they first found God. And so why is it becoming so common to hear more stories about those who are saying, I'm actually going to have music that's created for this instead, and participating activities that are sinful, and being okay with it? Why is that becoming more common? As ministers, let's be ones who make sure that we are not easily swayed to the things of the world, where we are given an opportunity and it seems that, well, if I just do this thing, I'm going to have success. Or I'm going to have this thing without going to God to measure it up and say, what do you have to say about this opportunity? I believe those who have fallen away from God have been deceived, but also for some have made the choice. They've made the choice and said, I know this is sin, but this sin gives me this thing, so I'm going to go with this. Or they've let sin creep into their hearts so much that it's no longer holy, so that they say that what is sin is holy and that what is holy is sin. Or they're completely going off script from what the Bible says and what God says and what pleases Him. So as we continue to navigate how God wants to place us as ministers, let's make sure that we are uncompromising, being very clear with this is God and this is not God. There should be a thick line of what sin is and what is not. Everything can be viewed in Scripture. And some may say, well, not every word according to what's happening in society is in the Bible, but there is an account for what God has to say about it. What does God have to say about adultery? Go and look in the Bible. Let's bring idolatry to modern day. Idolatry could be Netflix. It could be social media. It could be vanity. It could be that your job is an idol. It could be that making money is an idol. So those things can be idols as well. What about fornication? What does the Bible have to say about that? So we must be clear about what God is saying about His Scripture, because He wrote it. He inspired the men to write it, and He knew what He had in mind for the men to write and what the meaning of it is. So let's make sure that our understanding of what God says is holy and not holy is pure and remains pure. And how do we do that? We protect our anointing. We make sure that we're consecrated, like we talked about in the last episode, the last video, so that we're not saying opposite of what is already in us. If the Holy Spirit is in us and it continues to flow through us, then the things that can try to distract us and pull us away from what we know to be true cannot happen. So let's not be easily deceived, and let's not be easily tempted. So deception comes from not having discernment, but it also comes from turning a blind eye, being ignorant, or choosing to say, well, I know that's what the truth is, but I don't care. And it's unfortunate. Choices is what God gives us. Free will is what God gives us. And so He gives us the ability to say what we want to participate and act on and say and behave. But if the Holy Spirit is in us, then that means the Holy Spirit can tell us, hey, don't go down that pathway. Hey, that's a lie. Hey, this is going to be the result of if you don't do this thing. I've had a dream before where God showed me what would happen if I didn't get back in order with Him, with the certain things that He assigned me. And then that's why I'm being more frequent with the things that He has put in me to share with others. Can I challenge you to do the same? We talked about not being muted in the last video and episode, so can you unmute yourself so God can pour out the things that he has in you for the ones that are assigned for you? And I've talked about in prior episodes that it's not that everyone has millions that they're assigned to or thousands that they're assigned to. It could be that you're assigned to your family or you're assigned to the people at your job. You're assigned to the clients that come into your chair, the clients that you meet with on Zoom, the students that you oversee. Those individuals can be your assignment, and it's not that someone else is greater because their assignment is to more people. In fact, those who have assignments that are for more people, they have to even further make sure that they're more purified because they are now connected to all those souls. So if we consider that we are connected to the souls of the people that are assigned to us, we will look at it more differently. Perhaps we'll take it more seriously. Perhaps when God says, I need you to record that video, you will record the video. Perhaps when God says, you started that podcast and you didn't finish it, you didn't be consistent with it, you'll start the podcast. Perhaps when God says, you are supposed to be witnessing at work with your behavior, then you would say, okay, you're right. Can we just be honest with the Holy Spirit about certain things and say, you're right. You're right. I need correction with that. You're right. I didn't have to say that thing. You're right. I didn't have to react that way in that meeting. You're right. My heart wasn't right, although I had a smile on my face. Can we be honest about that? I'm setting out to be honest about that. So let's not compromise. Sin is sin. Holy is holy. We can't put them together and say, well, and make explanations and kind of make up things. We can't do that. Sin is sin. Holy is holy. What pleases God is clear. What is of the world is clear too. But we have to have discernment about that because there's more deception day after day, day after day, day after day. And there are those who have these large audiences and they have these souls that are connected to them and they have this influence. And if they're not staying pure, now they are tainting the souls of individuals. The ones that were supposed to be saved, that were supposed to keep themselves holy, that were supposed to be on their pathway to heaven, now become those who have tainted souls and those who will not see heaven because they were influenced by someone who was deceiving people and was deceived themselves. What if we took a pause for these things that are coming down our pathways before we pursue them? So we say, okay, I got this email about this opportunity to do this. And God, what do you have to say? And just wait on it for a few days. God, I'm expecting for you to let me know about this situation. I give it to you. Let me know. And he can reveal it to you in a dream or whatever way in which he talks to you. What if we just took a pause so that we're not wasting our time going down pathways that have barriers that are just a few steps ahead, or have wolves that are trying to steal from you that are steps ahead, or have people who are in wolves' clothing that are trying to pretend. So let's just take it to God first. Hebrews 10:26, if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. So if the Holy Spirit corrected you and said, your gossip is a sin. You talking about people constantly is a sin. And if consistently tells you about it, you're sinning. This is a sin. This is not pleasing to God. And you just overlook it and, oh, whatever. That's fine. And continue with the act. Then you're deliberately sinning. If you're looking for a place to purchase all of your Christian materials, so I'm talking about academic homeschooling things for your kids, anointing oils, books, and Bibles, and so much more, I want to invite you to look at christianbook.com. I purchased the majority of my books, and yes, I have not read all of them yet, but I will, from christianbook.com, because practically every week that I get an email from them saying they're having some type of promotion, some type of sale. So I invite you to go to the description, go to the show notes, and be sure to make your purchases from christianbook.com. Matthew 6:24, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. So God and money is an example. If you love your job because it gives you the money, but then your relationship with God is non-existent because you're chasing all that money, then we got to check our hearts. I think when God starts to make it so that your funds change and adjust, that it allows you to see and remind yourself, oh God, you're my supplier. You gave me the ability to get these funds in. You give me the ability to invest. You give me the ability to have this job. So let me honor this thing and not glorify this thing over you. If I spend so much of my time in my job per week, how much time am I spending with God? Can I dedicate myself more to that? Can I say, if I'm spending 40 hours a week at work, at least I can do is spend 3 hours a week stretched out during the week with God. An hour could be praying in the Holy Spirit. Another hour could be watching God-led individual teach you on a matter. Another hour could be 30-minute study on a word that God gave you to look up, and another 30 minutes just praying. So let's consider that we don't have to and shouldn't make the excuse that I can't put God above these things because this is what I need. This is how I'm going to live. If we go to God and say, I live because of you, then all those other things, they're there, but I still live because of you. I can trust you. The world may be saying the market is going to crash, but I trust you, and you're going to give me the things that are going to help me despite what the world is saying about the economy. So I trust you, and I don't have to depend on the world and this job and whatever else. Proverbs 25:28. A man without self-control is like a city broken into the left without walls. So part of our pathway with God is self-control. So those who do not compromise with their beliefs in Jesus and God, they are those who have self-discipline. They have self-control. So if they know that in the past they used to have this desire for something that is sinful, they wouldn't put themselves in the situation anymore. If they know that there are triggers, and then the trigger leads to the action of the sin or the behavior, then they wouldn't participate in that thing anymore. So how do we put in that barrier to make sure that we're not sinning anymore or opening ourselves up to sin? 1 John 2:15-17. Do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. So news says this every week. This is what the news is saying. But the world keeps on going in a certain direction. We can always lean on God and say, well, I trust that I'm going in the good direction with you because I'm connected to you. I don't have to worry about what's going on in the world when you design the things in the world and you said that I'm your daughter, you said that I'm your son, so I can depend on your protection. So I don't have to worry about the news report saying this and that. Instead, I can say, well, this is what the news is saying. What do you have to say? How do I prepare myself? How do I prepare others? What is my role in this thing that is coming about? How can I partner with God for you, for your will to be done on this earth? How can I partner with you, God, for your will to be done on this earth? Should I be praying more? Should I be speaking more to those you've called me to? Oftentimes, the enemy will try to make it seem like you're not making an impact. But that's a lie. Jesus went after the one. So if he went after the one, can you not go after the one? Or is it just about the 50,000 and the 1 million? The one soul is just as important as the 500 souls. Can you go after the one? Are you okay with just having two listeners. Are you okay if you only have one like on your post that says, repent and turn away from your sin? Because at the end of the day, you obey God. And you obeyed him saying, post that here. I remember when I started Fulfilling Life Friday, it was about me and my, how do I describe it? My pride and my not agreeing with how I was being treated in certain situations. And so I would indirectly talk about what was going on. And then God began to speak to me and said, I wanted you to add me to this. And so I said, okay. And in my car recording the videos, if you go all the way back to 2018, when I started recording videos and recording things in my car and I was on Periscope, I said, okay, I'm going to add you to Fulfilling Life Friday. What are the things in your life that you can say you've been consistent with? Because God is looking for consistency. Not only is he looking at the hearts of men, he's looking for, can I trust you with this to be consistent? Can I trust you with these sheep? Can I trust you to be and stay pure? Can I trust you to separate yourself from those things that I told you weren't pleasing to me? Talking to myself too. Can he trust you with these things? So let's be ministers that do not compromise. We know what sin is. So let's not let the world or an opportunity or a contract or a collaboration, it goes on and on, move us away from the relationship with God. The Bible says there will be many that fall away from the church. Do not be one that falls away. Because God loves you despite what that person did at church or that person who said they're a Christian did to you. You shouldn't drop God because of what someone did to you. Your relationship with God should be more valuable than what someone did or said that turned you off about Christianity or following God. Your relationship with God is more valuable than all those things, all those hurtful things they said to you. It's more valuable than that. So why would we leave God because of what someone did, someone who is not perfect? Why would we leave God because of what someone did that they're not perfect? Relationship over religion. So as you journey through your relationship with God, my desire is for it to go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and that you can say that God continues to blow my mind because I thought he was this way, but he's actually more than that. He actually wants to tell me specific things about my life. He actually wants me to explore the things that he put in my heart. He put it there for a reason. He actually wants to use the things that he has called me to build. He actually loves me. He actually won't leave me like other people would. He actually forgives me, so let me forgive others too. So uncompromised leaders, uncompromised ministers are what we will be. And so I trust that this message has ignited something in you, has edified you in some way. And so I encourage you to stay connected and share the video with someone you believe it would assist. And I will see you on another episode of And Here We Are.